Welcome to the Dr. Aaron Show. This is a top spiritual awakening and new thought ancient wisdom podcast to teach you how to become your highest self, unleash your spiritual superpowers, discover your soul's purpose, and manifest your dreams. Hi, I'm Dr. Aaron, Dr. Divinity, and I'm committed to bringing you the best manifesting and coaching tips, spiritual advice, trauma healing, and metaphysical recovery secrets. I'm here to help you reprogram your subconscious mind, monetize your spiritual gifts, and love your life. I want you to know that I've been exactly where you are, and I believe in you. Together, we're awakening the world. Hello and welcome. I'm super excited because we're going to be diving deep into emotional mastery. And so I want to dive deep today in coming in here with you weekly to have us know the truth, live on spiritual principle, and align with universal law, really diving deep into spiritual wisdom, universal law, and the E4 method for quantum healing and quantum manifesting. But what I really want to do is share my heart and share my journey, how my sensitivity is becoming stronger and stronger as I go deeper and deeper into my spiritual processes. So I want to share a little bit of that with you, because if you're anything like me, I have been up and down in my relationships my entire life. I have always been dealing and managing my emotions. And so I want to give us some clear distinctions of how are emotions created, right? How to stop being the effect of the emotions and how to start creating constructive emotions. And really looking at how much does your soul's trauma play into your emotions and how to stop the vicious cycle of getting emotional in your relationship so that you can actually use your emotions to manifest your highest self, manifest a life that you love. So in this podcast and in the show, the number one reason why we come together is to have us know the truth together as we go in our week, in our days, in all of our cycles. We want to come together and know that truth is going to keep us grounded. Truth is going to set us free. Truth is going to be the sustainer of our life. So let's just take a deep breath together. Coming into this beautiful week, I recognize right here, right now, the power of consciousness, the power of truth, the power of your true self, the spirit that is the spirituality of all reality that has created all of life into existence. I recognize this I am that I am, and I recognize that this is creating all of life, including every emotion that we experience, which transcends into the experience of our life. And so in this moment and in this day and in this week, I'm holding the intention of true transmutation of all emotions from the dark to the light, to transmute and transform all of our emotions, to recognize that we are the creator of our emotions and that the same creator that has created our bounds and our suffering can create our freedom and our vitality. And so I'm just saying yes to this week, yes to this day, yes to this divine moment, as together we say, and so it is. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My intention is to deliver a powerful, powerful show and podcast each week for you to be able to know the truth and have a spiritual practice for yourself for the week. So each week we are going over the universal law distinction. There's only one universal law, as the law is cause and effect, the law of oneness, whatever you want to call it. But there, each week I deliver a distinction to you for you to align with harmony and create more powerfully in your life. This week's universal law is the law of transmutation. And then each week, I'm going to be going over a daily spiritual practice for you to incorporate into your life. One simple practice for you to hold in your daily principle and practice and what you do every day so that your life gets better and better and better. And then one distinction, which this week is all about mastering your emotions. So I want to start with a story. So yesterday, it was really interesting because I woke up and I had a really hard time in the middle of the night. As you guys know, I'm doing a deep, deep spiritual practice that I've been waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, sometimes for just an hour, sometimes for the rest of the night, doing a lot of breath work, a lot of deep meditation and chanting and all kinds of things. You know, if you know anything about me, I am a truth seeker. I, over the years, have done everything from getting my 9 rites in shamanism to becoming, of course, a practitioner a minister of metaphysics, a doctor of divinity. I've gone through almost every possible lineage of religions and philosophy and processes. I am devout, obsessed with consciousness and obsessed with understanding all of them. I teach all the different religions in a comparative, recognizing all the common denominators of it. And so I've been on this massive next level of research, which has been to wake up from 3 a.m. and do my practice all the way until 9 a.m. I've succeeded some of the days, some of the weeks, and I have failed miserably in other times. So I'm here to kind of deliver the hacks and tricks and what I found. And one of the biggest things I've found is that as much as I love doing breath work, as much as I love diving into the mantras, as much as I love all of that, for me, there is something special that no other practice can come close to, which is going into the silence, which is going into what science would call the zero point field, the God presence within, okay? And for me, if I take a look at my spiritual practice over the last 27 to 28 years of meditation, there is a place within my practice where I've gone into the silence and where there is a divine teacher within me. Call it my higher self, call it God, call it divine. I don't care what you call it. There is a teacher in there. And that teacher, your true self, will guide you into exactly what needs to be healed, exactly what needs to be revealed, and exactly what the next practice is. For example, I remember years ago being in silence and having the voice come through and having this voice teach me to do different types of breath work, different tongue mantras, different bowing. It taught me. It literally took my body and showed me the way. And so, yes, it may be easier to go to a breathwork class or a kundalini class and be taught by someone who has mastered a lot of it, and you can just go into the silence. So the point is that over this course of doing this intense work of waking up at 3 a.m., I have found that through all the work, everything, breathwork, mantras, everything from humming to, you know, doing different prayers, I have found that going into the silence, there's nothing that touches it, literally, right? It's the untouchable. It's that place where when I'm deep in silence, it's like catching a butterfly, that there you can be in there for a long time and nothing happens. But all of a sudden, this stream of light and this incredible power literally will electrify through my entire body. And that is what I would call the light. That's what I would call this, you know, divine force, this unlimited well of wisdom and knowledge and opulence and transcending healing. So today we're going to go into one daily spiritual practice to help you go more and more into the silence throughout your day. Let's begin with the mastering of your emotions. So again, to tell you the story of yesterday, basically, I had failed miserably at waking up at 3 a.m. I was super tired and I ended up just putting on mantra and going back to sleep. So needless to say, I felt a little guilty when I woke up, like, oh, you know, who am I? You know, all that human beingness can come back in as every day. That's why we have to have a daily spiritual practice. Okay. So I woke up and I thought, well, I didn't do it in the middle of the night, but what I can do is what I know is the most powerful thing I know to do, which is go into the silence. So sometimes it's hard for me to go straight into the silence. So what I will do is I will put on what's called heart rate variability sound, and you can YouTube it. There's a free app called the Breathing App. We're going to have it also in our members portal as well. It's very simple. It's basically a rhythmic breath that is basically as slow as possible, as deep as possible. And you're breathing in and out as slow as possible, as deep as possible. And it is rhythmic. It's very equally in and out. You go all the way till you basically can't inhale any more air. And you exhale out till you basically can't exhale out any more air. And I will do this for 11 minutes to reset my nervous system. So I did. Sat there and did that. And then I went into 22 minutes of silent meditations. And I will actually set my alarm because My mini mind will want to find all the reasons why I should not be doing silent meditations. It will think of all the things and all the to-do list. So I set my alarm and I go for 22 minutes. And of course, a few times throughout that, my mind starts wandering off to whatever, and I come back to the breath and I come back into that place. And sure enough, it wasn't until about the 20th minute that something clicked in. And it was on. And there's this place that I know when I'm in there. It's like all of a sudden I've arrived and I'm in a bliss state. And I'm in a place where I know there's going to be downloads. There's going to be cohesion. There's going to be a communion with my true self. And it's good. So I ain't getting out at 22 minutes now. Now I'm in there. Okay. So I didn't go much longer, but I went to probably about 30 minutes. And it was so blissful. And how I know also, it doesn't always happen, but in general, whenever I go into a silent meditation, whenever I come out of the meditation, there's usually blessings. Someone's called and emails come in, or I just have a revelation of something that I'm supposed to do. So now I'm going about my day. I get ready. I start doing my regular business stuff. And over the course of hours in front of the computer, I start feeling like crap again. Okay. My emotions, literally I feel, you know, you could just say it's a type of feeling and it is going through my body and it doesn't feel good. It feels like literally a suffering, like I want to come out of my body at some level. And I'm even beginning to feel like I could cry. But so I think it's more like feelings and emotions, right? We know that it all comes from identity equals the beliefs equal the thoughts equal the feelings equal the emotions, and the emotions begin to create the circumstances of your life. Well, there's internal emotions and external emotions, as we know, right? So it doesn't necessarily always come out in me crying or blubbering outside in the world, but it definitely comes as not just a feeling, but it feels like so intense into almost emotions, inner emotions, right? And so I close my computer. It's towards the end of the day and I go, oh, I feel awful. Okay. So instead of calling up my best friend or something and complaining about life and saying how hard it is, because I know that usually doesn't go anywhere, I do what we should do as practitioners, what we know to do, which we know is the only thing that works, which is to go to the source within. So I know that I need to get out of my office and out of the condo. So I jump in my car and I turn on some meditation music and I drive over to this park that I like. And I'm, you know, so lazy and so, you know, in my suffering that I just park next to the park. But I turn on heart rate variability and I begin to breathe in and out as slow as possible, as deep as possible. And then I set my alarm for 22 minutes. And let me tell you, by the end of minute 10, I am feeling complete and pure bliss again. Totally at one, totally at peace, totally in my power and my purpose. By minute 22, I am almost high on life. Like I feel so good, okay? So the point is I realize, you know, years back when I would suffer, I thought it was because whatever relationship I was in, whatever the circumstance was, how hard it was, how I didn't get invited to something, whatever it was, I would blame it on whatever the external circumstance was. I would always think that if I just, you know, had more money, if my relationship was better, if, you know, whatever it was, I thought then I would feel good all the time. And I'm here to say for myself, not for anybody else, that that was a lie. That in every single day, if I don't do my spiritual practice and stay connected, not just once a day, but multiple times a day, then I will suffer greatly. It may be that the car in front of you just cut you off and you get upset and you're like, wow, how am I creating these emotions? How do I not feel like crap right now? Or whether it be that you didn't get a text back from somebody that you care about and you're getting really frustrated and annoyed and sad. Or whether it is that you are having a hard time in your business and monetizing, or whether it is that you don't get enough likes on Instagram. Regardless of what happens in the external world, we have to know that we are the creator of our emotions, that nobody can create our emotions. So how are emotions created? How do we stop being the effect of emotions? How to start creating constructive emotions? And really, what does it mean to have spiritual emotional intelligence and to live a life where we know that we're the creator of our emotions and that we create emotions that we want to create, right? How are emotions created? Emotions are created simply by the meaning we put on things, right? We're either resisting things or we are flowing with things. All suffering is created from wanting people, places, and things to be different than they are. And so, of course, emotions are from the resistance of life or from putting a negative or positive meaning on something. Our emotions really and truly are stemming from our true identity. If I know I am the I am, and that's my true identity, then I'm going to really understand and accept all of life as it is and recognize it is what it is. It's created how it is, and I get to create whatever new universe I want to create, right? If I have the identity that I am a victim of life or no one loves me, then I'm going to find that story over and over again and create myself as the victim of life and create those emotions. So all of emotions are a self-fulfilling prophecy. So, you know, how do we stop being the effect of emotions? We take 100% responsibility for our emotions. That's how we stop our emotions or stop being the effect of the emotions is number one, we have to first recognize that we are the creator of our emotions. And then we have to recognize, well, how is this emotion being created? One, it may be from the self-fulfilling prophecy of my false identity that's created from the trauma of this lifetime. So we need to do our trauma work, as we know. We have to, you know, strip back all the layers of going within into that silence and birthing our true identity, our spiritual identity, the I am identity, right? And then what? And then we have to literally reprogram our subconscious mind. We have to begin to know that we're the creator. And every day and every breath, the only way to stop that suffering is to come back to the oneness. And in that, recognizing with non-resistance to anything, accepting it as it is, as the Lord's Prayer would say, having the courage to change the things we can, and having the wisdom to know the difference. So I would say majority of people, and myself included, the biggest place that I experienced incredibly negative emotions was in codependent relationships and dysfunctional relationships. And that's why I will say over and over that I don't believe in the romanticized aspect of relationships in the Western world. In fact, I think it's one of the biggest sources of suffering in the Western world. Buddhists would say that all, that part of being human is suffering, and that all suffering is caused by clinging or having a desire from the external world. We're not here to get anything from this world. And when we truly step into our divinity, we recognize that we are just here, that there's only one source, and that's the source within for our abundance, for our prosperity, for our vitality, for our love, and that we're only here to give love, that we're only here to serve, that we're only here to bring the light, that we're only here to bring value. But through universal law, it all correlates back and amplifies exponentially. This week's daily spiritual practice, which is to go within into, I'm going to invite you to go into 11 minutes of silence two times a day. And if you have a real hard time going into silence, because it's a very, very advanced spiritual practice, profound yet so simple, yet the most advanced practice you'll ever do, which is silent meditation. And my invitation is to go in there for 11 minutes two times a day for a total of 22 minutes. If you advance, you could go into 22 minutes, you know, a couple times a day. But for to begin with, the daily spiritual practice this week is to go into 11 minutes of silent meditation each day. And how you can get there is by doing a little bit of breath work first, which is called heart rate variability. This universal law of the week, the distinction for this week, is universal law of transmutation. And so this is also one of the universal law cards. And if you're in the manifesting challenge, which is free, you can get these distinctions and lessons on this. So universal law of transmutation. This is the metamorphosis of the ethereal realm into the physical reality. Energy is condensed and formed via the mind. So what is held in consciousness must transform into the material world. This is a perpetual process because energy is infinite in its expansion. What the mind focuses on informs the creative mind of the universe, which is also one with the subconscious and superconsciousness, into action and into the manifestation. Energy is incapable of being destroyed, therefore it will take form. Thus, it is imperative to focus on what you want to manifest. So look, if you are all day focusing on how you're suffering, you are informing universal law into more suffering. That is like scary, okay? So I want you to notice throughout the day what you are holding in mind. Are you holding peace and light and love? Are you holding abundance and prosperity? Or are you holding hate and division and suffering and not wanting to be here, right? I've watched so many people's businesses disappear because all they did is focus on what they don't like about it, right? I've witnessed so many people also holding that they love what they do and having it flourish exponentially. I've watched relationship after relationship, and guess what? Very few people can focus on their partner and how magnificent they are. Those are the only relationships that last. The relationships that focus on what is wrong and complain about their partner always ends in divorce and separation or ending of that relationship. That the law of transmutation tells us that whatever we hold in mind has to be manifested in form. This is my invitation for you. My invitation is for you to join my membership, my events, or come into the certification. This is your life. You can actually just grab the Manifesting Challenge for free and start there. You can binge all my other podcasts. There's series from everything from the Heal Your Trauma series to Relationship Recovery, Money Breakthrough series. There's even a Metaphysical Bible series to understand the metaphysics of the universe, not from some God in the sky, some man in the sky, but rather from the God presence within. We call it Source because we are about spirituality and science, and we know that most people have a problem and the word God is so misunderstood. So right here, right now, I invite you to commit right now for this week to go into 11 minutes of silence 2 times a day. I invite you to practice the universal law of transmutation and hold what it is that you truly desire to embody and watch it transcend in your life. I invite you today to take journals throughout this week and look at where you are creating your emotions, where you've put negative and positive meanings on things, where you are creating yourself as the effect, and where you are being used by your emotions instead of using your emotions. You can use your emotions and use it. We teach spiritual mind treatment and we call it argumentative prayer. You can use the negative emotions to actually decide powerfully to transcend and use that. You are the master of your life. It is time to master your life. It's time to transcend every aspect of your life, every single day, in every single way. And we need community. We need principles. We need spiritual practice. And so I invite you to come on over to DrAaron.tv or to Soulciety or Spiritual Psychology School. All the links are below. I am sending you so much love. We are in this together this week. I love you, and may you live your truth. Thank you for tuning in to the Dr. Aaron Show. If you're ready to transform your life, discover your soul's purpose, and manifest your dreams, go to DrAaron.tv. Join me in my life-changing events, membership, or certification. If you're ready to become a certified coach and get trained in metaphysics of mind, manifestation, and the creative process, subconscious reprogramming, trauma recovery healing, spiritual psychology, universal law, and much more, go to DrAaron.tv. If you're receiving value from the show, I would love it if you would share it with a friend and give it a 5-star review. Have a beautiful day, and may you live your truth.